up 122 points, the Nasdaq up 29. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom design, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. There's cellist Julian Lloyd Webber performing with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic under Sir Charles Groves, with Opus 62, A Romance from Sir Edward Elgar, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. There's more classical music as the afternoon time comes on. I'm Jeff Watson. Looking forward today to a little duet for trombone and organ put together by Gustav Holst. Not to mention the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra and music from one of Russia's mighty handful. We've got a violin suite by César Cui to enjoy in just a bit. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. We continue on with conductor Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. And some early music, an early piece for orchestra by American composer David Diamond, one that he wrote in 1940. They call this one his concerto piece for small orchestra. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Music composed in 1940, a concerto piece for small orchestra. Music by American composer David Diamond. We heard the Seattle Symphony conducted by Gerard Schwartz on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:26, and in about 10 minutes' time, we'll have along the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra and violinist Takako Nishizaki in a violin suite by composer César Cui. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Legally Blonde, the musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law, running September 14th to 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org. Right now on the KU campus, cloudy and 64 degrees. It's been a rainy morning, and we have a 40% chance of additional showers throughout the afternoon. It should warm up to near 80 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 61, and tomorrow should be sunny with a high around 87. We have a little music for you now, a little chamber music by Gustav Holst. We'll give the slide trombone its chance to shine in the repertoire with a short and sweet duet he wrote for trombone and organ. Here's Alain Trudel, and at the organ, Patrick Wedd, on Kansas Public Radio. Playing slide trombone Alain Trudel, organist Patrick Wedd in a trombone and organ duet written by Gustav Holst here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:36. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour, followed by more classical music. We've got that till 3 p.m. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Bill Curtis is going to be coming back home to Kansas very soon. Join him for an evening celebrating his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. That's on Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets are at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. The Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra is our next performance. It's by composer César Cui of Russia, one of Russia's so-called mighty handful, or the Five, a group that included Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. And like Korsakov, César Cui was a Russian army officer serving the Imperial Russian Army, fellow who studied not only engineering, but also taught the subject of fortifications. In addition to all of that, he was also a composer from the St. Petersburg Conservatory. What we'll listen to is his violin suite concertante, Kenneth Schermerhorn and the Hong Kong Philharmonic, with violinist Takako Nishizaki, next on KPR. The suite concertante, music for violin and orchestra by composer Cesar Cui. Kenneth Schermerhorn conducted the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra and violinist Takako Nishizaki, you know, things as well. Just about 1 p.m., and NPR News is around the corner. Classical music in the next hour brings us the work of Massenet and Mozart, along with the Berlin Philharmonic and pianist Mary Pariah, for Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto. We've got that and much more wonderful music still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for joining us today on KPR.
This is publicradio.org under the Shop tab.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The unforgettable and soulful Meditation from the opera Thais by French composer Jules Massenet. Listen there to the Berlin Philharmonic and conductor Herbert von Karajan and violinist Anne-Sophia Mutter here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues now. I'm Jeb Watson with more music and another visit from the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra in just about 15 minutes from now. They'll be back for Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto with soloist Mary Pariah in just a little bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center and the Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting Welcome to the Machine, a Pink Floyd 50th anniversary, September 12th through 14th. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org. As we continue, it's Mozart next. Going to listen to a little chamber music written by him in late 1777 while spending time in Mannheim, where he got to know a flute virtuoso with the Mannheim Orchestra by the name of Ferdinand Dejean. For him, Mozart wrote the following quartet, Flute Quartet No. 1 in D. Flutist Samuel Barrett here with the Fine Arts Quartet for the performance on KPR. Some Mozart for a Tuesday afternoon. His Flute Quartet No. 1 in D Major, composed in late 1777, performed by the Fine Arts Quartet and flutist Samuel Barron on KPR, where it is just about 1:30, half an hour until our next NPR news update. Thanks for being with us for classical music today. Something to tell you about happening on Friday, September 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the Leeds Center. The KU School of Music's Collage Concert returns. It is the most popular event of the year for the KU School of Music, showcasing the talents of the Chamber Choir, the Wind Ensemble, KU Jazz Ensemble 1, along with the Marching Jayhawks. This collage concert is free for students and children. Once again, it's at the Leeds Center this Friday, 7:30 p.m., the 12th. Find out more over at lead.ku.edu. Also, join award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bill Curtis, for the release of his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. That'll be on Thursday, September 18th at 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in Lawrence. You can get tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra returns for its next performance in this hour, and the music will be by Robert Schumann and a concerto from 1841. Given that Robert Schumann was such a wonderful pianist and composer for that instrument, it does seem odd that he only had one completed piano concerto, but it wasn't for lack of trying. Decades earlier, he attempted to write no fewer than 3 piano concertos, but never seemed satisfied in any case. About the only thing that he composed during that time that he did find favor with was a short piano fantasy in A minor, and as ever, it was at the urging of his wife Clara Schumann that he expanded into his first and fully completed piano concerto. We have it for you next, Concerto in A minor with pianist Murray Pariah and the Berlin Philharmonic led by Claudio Abbado on Kansas Public Radio. Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto in A minor, formed by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Claudio Abbado with pianist Murray Pariah, here on KPR. Just about 2 p.m., with NPR News up ahead, followed by a little bit more classical music for the next hour. Stay with us on KPR.
News.
Hear all things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/Peasley Promise.
Live from 50, this is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, featuring the 2025 Subaru Outback, with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 9.5 inches of ground clearance. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Budapest Strings with a short but considerably sweet melody in F major by composer Anton Rubinstein on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News as well as the classics. And I'm Jeff Watson here with the latter to share. A visit from recorder virtuoso Michala Petri in a sonata by Handel in just a few minutes, as well as the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra. We'll spend most of our time with them this hour enjoying the main performance of a beautiful harp concerto from Brazil, music by composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. We'll have harpist Catherine Michel and the Monte Carlo Opera Orchestra in just a bit. The Swedish Chamber Orchestra is up next, Peter Sundqvist leading in music from a 20th century Swedish composer. Let's settle back now and enjoy a little serenade for string orchestra, this by composer Lars Erik Larsson on Kansas Public Radio. Known as the Little Serenade for String Orchestra by Swedish composer Lars Erik Larsson, performed appropriately enough by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Peter Sundqvist. We're about 20 minutes in to our 2 p.m. hour of the classics. The Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra joining us in just a few minutes with the harp concerto of Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. And, of course, at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Support for classical music on KPR today comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom design, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show on the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com. Music for you now by George Friedrich Handel. Here's recorder virtuoso Michala Petri and Keith Jarrett at the harpsichord with recorder sonata number 1 in G minor on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends a Recorder Sonata in G minor, Sonata Number 1 by George Friedrich Handel, performed by Michaela Petri, and at harpsichord Keith Jarrett, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 2:30, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, catch more classical music when Destiny takes over at 7 p.m. In this evening's music, fantasies, dreams, and music from some of our 50 states. During Classics Tonight, you'll hear the Florida Suite by Delius, along with a New England treat, and the Kansas City Brass in a Fantasy on early American hymn tunes. Throw in Antonin Dvorak's take on America, and you're in for a fun treat with classical music tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. with your host, Destiny, tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Here at the KU campus, it's about 70 degrees and should warm up about to 77 with mostly sunny skies. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62. We have a 20% chance of some showers for tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it's expected to be sunny with temperatures in the mid-80s for Wednesday, a slight chance of showers Wednesday night. And now we arrive at a recording of the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra. Conductor Antonio de Almeida, and with them, harpist Catherine Michel, with a concerto written in 1955 by Heitor Villa-Lobos of Brazil. He wrote this back in 1955 for the great harpist Nicanor Zabaleta, his one and only harp concerto. Next, on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, and a concerto he whipped up back in 1955, at the time for the great harpist Nicanor Zabaleta. His harp concerto played today by the equally wonderful Catherine Michel, harpist with the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra, and their conductor Antonio de Almeida, here on KPR. With that, it is just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News, just around the corner. Later on tonight, of course, classical music continues when Destiny joins you for Music Tonight from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. As always, thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Keep it tuned right here for All Things Considered with the very latest news on Kansas Public Radio.
This is Bill Curtis, host of KansasPublicRadio.org, under the Shop tab.
KPR's KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.